You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right. Welcome to a special edition of the Beer Tour Guy podcast. I'm your host, Steve Johnson of Motor City Brew Tours. And I have a special guest on kind of a, I don't want to say episode B of my next episode. So I'm going to just say episode 29, since I just taped 28. If anyone's keeping track back at home here. All five of you, thank you for doing that, right? I got a special guest today, and we're going to drink a special beer. So why don't you introduce yourself, and then we're going to start drinking beer.
Absolutely. Nick Nurbin with Travel Michigan, and here to come down and introduce you to our Pure Michigan Autumn IPA today.
It's pretty good. I haven't had it yet, but I like it right away. We didn't have it super cold. And I have to say, it actually is probably bringing out the flavor a little more.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a very balanced and drinkable IPA.
Yeah, it's probably slightly more bitter because it's maybe a little warmer. But you can definitely taste it. I really like it.
Yeah, I think when it is served at a little warmer temperature, it'll bring out those hop flavors a little more.
Yeah, like either of us are brewers, but we are beer drinkers, so we know the difference, don't we? What a fun program. So who brought this program to who? Kind of give me some kind of context, some background on this.
Well, the fall is such a great time to enjoy Michigan craft beer, and people we know that come to the state and travel throughout the state to enjoy beer in the fall. And so that was one idea we had, was to see if we can partner with a Michigan brewery to create a fall beer. And of course, there were many different beer styles discussed, many different breweries discussed, and we ended up working with Shorts Brewing out of Bel Air and Elk Rapids. And it has worked out very well. And we talked to them and approached them about doing it. And they were very enthusiastic from the start. So
it seems like a natural choice. I mean, I know there's lots of breweries that could be a natural choice, but Shorts really falls into, especially when I think of fall and I think of Northern Michigan, that's who I think of.
Yeah, Shorts definitely has been known throughout the state. And that's one thing that was attractive, was that their distribution covers, you know, the footprint throughout the state of Michigan. And so that we could have a beer that was served in all areas of the state. We didn't want to have a beer that was – everybody had to travel to one specific community.
Right.
To be able to enjoy the packaged version. And that's the case with this beer.
So this is an all-Michigan beer. So the malt comes from Great Lakes Malting Company, Valley View Farm, and Empire Malting Company. The hops come from Michigan Local Hops and Michigan Hop Alliance. The yeast, craft cultures out of the UP, and of course the great water in Northern Michigan. So that's an all Michigan beer. You can't be any more all Michigan than choosing partners like that for the beer. You're right. It is a very balanced IPA, a little bit of pine citrus, maybe slight honey sweetness. I'm probably not picking up on quite as much because this probably isn't as cold. But I love the graphics on it. Was it Shorts then that came back and kind of proposed what the graphics would look like on this?
Yes. You know, those who are familiar with Shorts beers, they have an excellent artist who does a lot of their
– yeah, very much so.
– packaging and their labeling. And this one is excellent. It's great. For those who get a chance to take a look at it, it's autumn themed with the upper and lower peninsulas shaped as, you know, leaves in the various fall colors. And so, yeah, the packaging turned out great. You have some Michigan hops and barleys and those things on the label as well. So we're very pleased with how it turned out.
I feel wrong because it's a nice day today here in Royal Oak, Michigan in the Podcast Detroit studio. So I have shorts on because I biked over. But I feel like I should have pants and a jacket on as I'm drinking this beer.
Well, you know, as they say, if you don't like the weather in Michigan, wait 10 minutes. So
no doubt.
Be patient. It won't be long.
Like this weekend, it's going to be like low 50s and I won't be doing this. And that's why I biked over, because once I saw the forecast, I'm like, wow, this is a nice day. And I think for those of us who've kind of grown up here, I've grown up virtually my whole life has been in Michigan, and I get it. Like, I know that days are limited when I get into October of one day it's going to be nice, one day it's going to be crappy, one day it's going to start snowing, the next day it's going to melt, that you have to take advantage of it.
You have to get out there and enjoy it right when it's nice.
Yeah.
Yep.
If you don't, then you shouldn't be living in Michigan.
No, I will tell you, though, that I have gone out and enjoyed fall colors when it's cool, maybe even light sprinkles, just because they're so beautiful. You can get out and enjoy it no matter what the weather.
And you know what? We're really in the peak time right now for leaves, aren't we, in the state of Michigan?
We're coming into it right now, yes.
Like, so you must have saw some of that as you were driving over here today.
Yeah, in the Upper Peninsula, you'll see some of the bright colors at the moment. Here, probably at least another week or so away to the peak color. But yes, some glimpses of autumn color are definitely on the way down.
Oh, how cool. So Shorts is doing a lot of promotional stuff. You're out here banging the drum on this really great program. So this beer is really going to be widely distributed since they're through Imperial and they have them virtually throughout the state. They have some even special events that they already have tied in with this. Can you talk a little bit about some of that?
Absolutely. So first of all, I just wanted to go back to a point you made a minute ago about the 100% Michigan brewed IPA. It was very important for us as a Pure Michigan. When we put our label, our brand on a product,
it means something.
It has to be 100% Michigan made.
Okay.
And so not only is the beer brewed in Michigan, but all of the ingredients that you listed out, the malt, the hops, everything is Michigan made, yeast cultured in the UP. So it is a true Michigan IPA. And yes, we're looking forward to having people try it. So first of all, major retailers like Meijer, D&W, Kroger Fresh Market will have the beer available this week and for throughout the month of October. But also some beer events are happening around the state. Thursday, October 10th, in Grand Rapids at Seven Monks, we're going to be doing a launch event. The following Monday, the Seven Monks Traverse City location is going to be doing one. The beer festivals are another place we'll be able to try it. For those going to the Detroit Fall Beer Festival, the Shorts will be pouring it there as well.
Yeah, so that's October 25th and 26th in the Eastern Market area. There's also some other more localized events a little later after that I checked out. There's a Clubhouse BFD on October 29th in Rochester Hills. They're going to be doing a tap event mm-hmm. there with Shorts. That's one of the great breweries I've worked with many times with my charity bike events. The Session Room on the 30th of October in Ann Arbor. They'll be doing a tap event. And then a place I wasn't familiar with, but on November 9th, Ireland's Pub in Clinton Township, they're doing a tap event. And then on the 27th of November, so at the tail end of all this, Steampunk, which is a cool little bottle room, tap room, is in Utica, my hometown, by the way. They're also doing a little event. So to localize it a little bit, Shorts will be having it all over the place around here. How fun.
We're pleased to see that there are some events in different areas of the state. So for people who want to go try it on draft and you can talk with the Shorts folks about the beer and about how it was made, they'll be able to do that.
I think there's a lot of people that don't realize that there's someone making yeast up in the UP. It seems kind of odd when you say it. I think a lot of people are familiar that hops are being grown and probably that there's, you know, there's grains, there's maltsters now, and there's people producing grains in the state. People don't always put it all together like this. It's only every once in a while you really hear about an all Michigan made beer. What a fun opportunity.
Yeah. You know, you mentioned the craft cultures up in the UP who are doing Michigan cultured yeasts. I've talked to a couple of other brewers recently and they're also using their yeast. And I think that's really cool. Like our beer industry is a nationally known entity now. People are coming to Michigan to enjoy Michigan beer. And it's great to hear that our breweries can use all local ingredients if they wish to.
I mean, people coming from out of state, like whenever I travel to other states, I'm sure you do the same thing being a fellow beer geek, that's what I want to check out when I go to those states, you know. And I have to say it's when I, you know, and maybe I'm just selfish because I live here in Michigan. We have so many great breweries, but I don't want a whole bunch of out of state breweries really being here necessarily. Like I want to go to their state and enjoy that product.
Yeah.
And that's what when I see people come here, that's what they say to me, right? When I'm running tours and I'm taking people to breweries by bus, bike, walk, boat, on the boat event that I just did this last weekend, I had people from all over the world that were in Detroit that weekend for things, Australia, New Zealand. It was really interesting. And all their things were – they were so interested in all the Michigan products that I had. I had 40 different beers on the Detroit Princess Riverboat last weekend on my beer tasting and candy pairing, by the way. But they were really interested in what was Michigan out of that. And I'd say 75% of the product I had on there was Michigan breweries with a little bit of regional. And it's until you get to meet people from out of state, you don't fully understand, you know, how sought after what we're doing here is to folks that don't live here.
You know, I think your point is spot on that when people travel, you know, beer is now part of the travel experience.
Like, it is.
You know, I was just down in Indianapolis for a concert and we went to Sun King Brewing. Whenever we went to a restaurant, we asked, you know, what do you have from local beers? And so I think when people come to Michigan, whether it's Detroit or whether it's Marquette, they're going to ask, you know, what are your local beers? And more and more establishments, restaurants, et cetera, are really embracing that and making sure they have a selection of Michigan beers available.
And really, as I travel throughout Michigan, I feel that same way, but for the parts of Michigan that I'm in. So if I'm over on the west side of the state out your way, if I'm going to have cider out there, I'm going to have Vandermill. I'm not going to have Blake's because I drink Blake's when I'm over here in the Detroit area, right? Or for beer, if I'm over there, I want to have local breweries to those areas. That's why I'm on vacation, right? Or if I'm up in the UP, if you go to the UP Beer Fest that the Guild does, or you're up in that Marquette area or any other parts of the UP, or if I'm in Keweenaw Peninsula, right? If I'm up in there, I want to drink Keweenaw. I want to drink Black Rocks. I want to drink Ordock, right? As I'm up there, I want to drink the Bell's one that's up there.
Upper Hand.
Oh, thank you. I'm sorry. I just totally drew a blank, but thought I was rattling off stuff. That's not in my notes, folks, so I'm just saying that, right? Yeah. But yeah, you know, and I'm what I like about Upper Hand is the fact that Bell's keeps that up there.
Yep.
I respect that about it, that they've, you know, they're – especially in their situation, they're the big boys, right? They could bring that wherever they want to bring that. But they said, it's special up here. We care about the UP and how beautiful the Upper Peninsula is in Michigan, and we're going to keep that product up there.
Yeah, made in the UP for the UP. I was up in Marquette in August, and we saw Upper Hand on retail shelves as well as in local tap rooms, and definitely enjoyed it as often as we could. It was really cool to – and it's also a neat concept. Like you say, Bell's could – they distribute their beer everywhere. You know, they could just go out there and saturate the shelves with their
product. Sure, they could.
But they created that unique brand for the UP. I think it's a great beer story.
Yeah, it really is a good story, right? So sharing these stories is really what you guys do at Travel Michigan and the Pure Michigan campaign. It's been so, so successful. I've listened to so many awesome presentations that you guys have given as a member of Visit Detroit or Detroit Metro Convention Visitors Bureau over the years, of all the success stories. And what a great way to kind of bring it down into some of the core things of people when they travel now. I remember being part of some group where they were doing some research out of MSU, and I came into Lansing a couple times, and they said, what were the top things that people did when they came to Michigan for travel? What do you think they were?
Go to the beach.
Right? So it's always about the water and the Great Lakes. What about trails? It was about biking. It was about camping. Right. And then, of course, all the food, drink, culture stuff fell into it. It's real interesting because that's in a room with a lot of travel tourism professionals, some folks that were attractions, some folks that were, you know, I was kind of the little guy in the room running Little Motor City Brew Tours. And it was funny when they put up the chart and they basically said biking and beer. And those were like in the top three of like keywords of like things that mattered and people that came here from a tourism perspective. And then I stood up and I had to introduce myself. I think everyone had to do that. And I stood up and I'm like, well, my business are those top two things. And everyone was all like, oh my God. And they wanted to ask me all these questions. And I like to think I was that smart and knew that. I just said that I like to do that. And then I created a business around it because I live in a state where all those things are so awesome.
Well, you know, I think people are discovering not just within our own Midwestern region, but throughout the country and around the world, how diverse Michigan is in every season of the year. We mentioned obviously our Great Lakes beaches and our 11,000 lakes and the water access that we have here. But the trails, we have over 3,000 miles of trails in Michigan. You know, the White Pine Trail, the North Country Trail, there are so many different opportunities for all kinds of outdoor recreation. Two national parks. If you think about Pictured Rocks and Sleeping Bear Dunes, those two places are now drawing people from all over the place. I was in the UP last fall and had a chance to hang out with a group from China. They were up there touring the Keweenaw Peninsula looking at the fall colors from China.
Wow.
And so people are discovering Michigan from all areas of the country and around the world.
I'm always impressed the programs you guys have in place for marketing Michigan to foreign travelers. I'm just always so intrigued by that.
Oh, absolutely. We visit other countries. We travel. Members of our travel team go to conferences and other events. They meet with media. They do things to make people aware in places like Germany or China or the UK of the opportunities here in Michigan, because with a Delta hub in Detroit, we have nonstop flights from all over the world flying directly into Detroit. And then, of course, you can access Traverse City, Marquette, and other airports from there. And so there's a lot of easy access to great recreation and tourist opportunities here in Michigan from anywhere.
And that's why I get customers. I'll get some random customers that'll pop on public tours I'm doing that are global, that are from Europe. And I can't even name how many different countries I had this summer on like small group tours that came out. And they were so informed. And I was always impressed by that. Right. And they're like, well, we're coming here. We're spending two nights in Detroit, and then we're making our way up toward Grand Rapids. And then eventually we're going to make our way up toward the UP. And then essentially we're going to swing down through Wisconsin and come back through Chicago. And I'm like, whoa, I want to do that. Can I like come along with you?
I
like
know,
I'm
seriously.
Like when you hear all that, you're like jealous. Like, yeah, we're traveling through the U.S. for like, you know, 3.5 weeks. But it's interesting that, you know, us in the U.S., we don't take trips quite that long, where in Europe and in other countries, like that's the norm.
Well, I was over at a beer event for Barrel and Beam up in Marquette.
Oh, yeah. Amazing place.
Love those guys and love what they're doing right now. And my girlfriend, that's our favorite brewery in Michigan, we went down to a beer event at Hopcat in Grand Rapids, the original Hopcat. And we sat next to a couple who had driven up from Columbus, Ohio. They said, you know, we've been hearing about all this beer in Grand Rapids and in Michigan. And, you know, the husband of the couple was a huge beer geek. And he's like, we decided to plan a weekend. They drove up, took a 3-day weekend in Grand Rapids, and went also to Bell's and other breweries in Michigan just to come and drink beer. And so we know that's happening more and more.
Yeah, you know, it's funny because I'll get the occasional call where someone's like, do you have a tour you're running this weekend? And even if I don't, I'll start asking them more questions like, well, are you staying in Detroit for the weekend? What are you doing? Blah, blah, blah. What are your interests? And then sometimes I'll pull down their email address and then I will send them my suggestions of what I think they should do. And then they're so appreciative of that because they know that like I'm someone that's there doing it. I'm kind of a little more inside track, a little more of just there's so much more you can get when you talk to someone that's local that understands that culture, that world. And I can usually pick up on it in the person pretty fast that they get it. They're interested in it. So here, let me share what I think makes that, you know, fun about our area.
Well, and also, as you know, like a lot of our tourism partners, the local CVBs and tourist councils around Michigan are also now creating itineraries. They're working with the local partners like for the breweries and things to make it available and make it easy for people to visit the breweries.
Yeah, every CVB except for the one that I'm a member of does a great job of that, I have to say. I probably shouldn't call them out on here like that. But that's all right. They've done so many other great things for me. I love them too. But yeah, I remember I did a few years back, I did an overnight trip where I took people out of Detroit out to Kazoo. And I went to Western Michigan University, so I lived in that area for a while. Love that area. And we did an overnight. We stayed at the Radisson downtown, and we had a whole itinerary. So we did 3 breweries during the day, and then everyone at night had this whole agenda of places they could go to, and then we had stuff going back on Sunday. But the CVB there, so that's Discover Kalamazoo, and they've done a really great job of working with West Michigan Beer Tours and John Liberty and his team over there. But they met us at the hotel and had goodie bags for like everybody that was on my bus.
That's great.
Right? And had the maps and all that good stuff, right? And all those people, I think I had 35 people on that trip, right? They all are like, I can't wait to come back to Kalamazoo. Like, what a good way to pull people into towns that way.
Well, and if you look at Shorts for an example, Bel Air, Michigan, up in the northern
who would have thought people even be talking about Bel Air, Michigan?
Northern part of the state. There's a resort there, Shanty Creek Resorts, and they've been drawing people into the area, you know, for skiing and golf and those types of things. But now there are people coming to stay at Shanty because it's next to Shorts.
Yep. So they're not even coming for the other things that are at Shanty.
The brew pub, they've expanded it 3 or 4 times, and it's now can accommodate a lot more people than the original small pub. But it's been a really – another – really unique beer story about how Joe Short and his team have really made Bel Air a beer destination. And so people are traveling up there, like in the fall, for example. It's a great fall color area up there. And so now it's just part of the experience.
It's really something I respect about Shorts and how they've said, you know, we're really about Northern Michigan, even though they're distributed in, you know, multiple states and throughout Michigan and have a great lineup of beers. They've really done a lot for that area. I can remember X years ago, I was doing the Michigander bike ride. You ever heard of that ride?
Yep.
It's a great annual ride. I was on the multi-day. I was on the week-long trip, and we biked into Bel Air, and I stayed at some high school on the edge of town. I can't think of the name. Doesn't matter. The only high school that I'm sure was there, and it was like 100 degrees outside. And, of course, we're tenting that night. You know, it was like a 50-mile of hills, rolling hills getting in there. So all I wanted was a beer when I got there. The only thing that was pushing me those last 10 miles was knowing I got into Bel Air that I was going to get to go to the pub. Now, this was when it was a bit smaller than it is now. They'd only had maybe the first expansion that they had done, right? But they had food at that point, and they clearly had beer.
And the food is delicious.
And the food is awesome. Like, we had such a great experience. And, you know, I barely remember getting back to the tent. Okay. And it was a rough bike ride biking out of there the next day. But what a fun experience. I was there on a Sunday, and you really see how much of a destination it is. And this was like six, seven years ago.
Yeah.
And then it was like that. Now it's so much more developed.
Well, just another example, over in a town of called Frankfurt, west of Traverse City over on Lake Michigan.
Stormcloud.
A couple guys opened Stormcloud Brewing. And, you know, in the fall, my family's from the area. And in the fall, you know, in years past, things would be quite quiet in Frankfurt in the fall after the summer.
That's true.
Left,
oh, know? Yeah. Okay.
And now people are coming from all over the state to go enjoy beers at Stormcloud. Now they're doing Frankfurt Beer Week, which I think is coming up over the next week or two.
Oh my gosh, I didn't even know that.
Yeah.
Okay,
and so wow. Now, and it's not just Stormcloud Brewing. So the local pubs are getting involved, doing tap takeovers with other breweries. And so now craft beer enthusiasts can come to Frankfurt for an entire week and enjoy craft beer and the beautiful scenery up there. So they are really working, not just Frankfurt, but places, communities around, like for instance, Austin Brothers in Alpena is another example.
Yeah.
They are creating craft beer events and destinations in places where in off-season it hadn't happened before.
Yeah, you go up in kind of like the Thumb area, yeah. And there's little snippets of breweries and beer bars up in there that I've noticed the same thing. That was like a draw for my wife and I, because I run a tour business. I really only vacation on the off season. So the fact that I could go to places like that in the off season is such a huge plus to me.
Yeah, and I'm thinking you mentioned the Thumb. Saginaw is not exactly the Thumb, but downtown Saginaw, Old Town, Oracle Brewing is now
– right.
I think personally you're seeing economic development around breweries because it's bringing more people downtown.
I totally agree with that.
You know?
Yeah. Flint, Bay City, Midland, those whole areas have popped in breweries in those areas, in areas where like folks like me probably weren't getting off the highway as I was going up into northern Michigan, or maybe I'm going up to Mackinac, where now we sort of do that. I did a guy's weekend up in Houghton Lake in February this year. And on the way up there, what's the place called? As you're on I-75 and you're after US 10, there's like those outlets that are there, and that's that town.
Well, if you're on I-75, it's West Branch.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. West Branch. So the brewery that's in, thank you. The brewery that's in the town of West Branch. Ooh, I'm drawing a blank at their name though.
It was slipping my mind.
Yeah. Well. Ooh, horrible host here. I don't know. I didn't plan to say that. It just came to me as we were talking. But I remember going there and we went through the town. I remember the only reason I knew that was there was because of the outlets. And then you go into the – right in downtown is where this nice brewery is. And a really – so I went in there and they could tell we weren't from around the area. They were so friendly. We sampled everything on our way. And we were saying, oh, yeah, we're up here for this guy's weekend, whatever. We had something to eat. It was a perfect example of like I never would have – gone into the town. I would have just got off the exit ramp and maybe got gas, or maybe I grabbed fast food at McDonald's, and I wouldn't have driven like 2-3 miles into town like that, right? But now I will, because I know this brewery was there whose name we can't remember. Well, but it's all right.
You're right up the road in Gaylord, you know, Big Buck is
right now it's new owners,
new ownership. They've got new brewer in there. Had a chance last winter with some of the Gaylord tourism folks to get in there and get a little tour and talk to the brewmaster and sample some of the beers. And they're doing a great job there. There's also Snowbelt Brewing, which is in the downtown Gaylord area. And so Gaylord's another great example where people are getting off the highway and stopping. And even if they're not going there for a vacation to places like Treetops, they're getting to go into Gaylord and enjoy a couple of beers.
By the way, the West Branch Brewery, it's called Highway Brewing Company. That's why I started to laugh there. Yeah, that makes a lot more sense now. yeah, I mean, all those are great examples of I'm driving up to someplace, mm-hmm. and these were things that, you know, 10 years ago, you weren't doing that, right? And now you've kind of added this into your mix here. And wow. Well, I feel like Shorts is going to be really successful with pushing this out in the market. It's kind of nice timing as we're kind of moving past Oktoberfest. We're transitioning into some of the winter warmer and kind of winter seasonal beers. This is a nice little gap in there, bringing this beer to the market like this. What a fun idea.
Yeah, we think it's very approachable beer. It's a 6.5 ABV, and so it does give you some nice hop and malt base to it. It has a nice body to it, but also very drinkable, very balanced. And so I think a lot of people will enjoy it.
I'm going to be enjoying it for the next so many days sure. So that's 100% chance of that. So if folks want to get more information about this program, this beer program that you guys are running, where should they go?
Yeah, michigan.org/breweries.
Right. So you're going to see that link on my podcast link. It's a great little spot. It's got a great video when you get on there. I'm going to have the YouTube video on there that you guys did that has the brewer and the team talking about this program. that Shorts did out. And was that shot in Elk Rapids? Is that where
we went to the production facility in Elk Rapids where the beer was brewed and packaged.
Okay.
I talked to the head brewer there at Shorts, and he had some great insights into how they decided on the style.
Yeah.
The individual ingredients and those kinds of things. It talks about 100% Michigan brewed ingredients as well, but also how it fits with the Michigan lifestyle and the enjoying it in the fall.
Well, this is awesome. I really appreciate you bringing this on and coming out, driving across the state to come over here to the Podcast Detroit studios in beautiful Royal Oak, Michigan for the second taping today of the Beer Tour Guy podcast. So I want to thank you, Nick, for coming on. Folks want to get more information about Shorts Brewing Company, well, you just go to their website because everything is there, or Facebook or Instagram or every other place. If you want to get more information about my show, go to beertourguide.com or motorcitybrewtours.com. I got some cool tours coming up in November, October, and December. So check out my website for some of the brewery bus tours and cidery tour that I'm doing in November. That's a little different. So thanks for listening to the special edition of the Beer Tour Guy show. Have a good day.